Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. So glad you could join us for a Donnie Football Friday. The occasion is unhappy. We have no Steeler game to look forward to. So we're saying a final goodbye to the 2024 Steelers and hoping to encapsulate that in five words or less. For Donnie, same old song and dance, he said, evoking Aerosmith. For Limits, we didn't learn anything new. Very well said, very succinct, and highly intelligent from our man Limits. And for me, Art the Second, mired in high-end mediocrity, but none of those could hold a candle to our friend, was it Jeff or Donnie? Somebody who called in and said, quoting the Grinch, I think, right? Stink, stank, stunk.
That was Jeff and Carmichael's, I think.
Jeff and Harold Carmichael's, that's
those
right.
Those Green County folks, Joe.
Yes, sir.
They come ready to go.
So why don't you join us? The lines are packed. Five words or less to describe what I think was the Steelers' most uneventful, sort of sad and boring season in over a decade. Yeah, it's a lot of the same these days, but at least there was Rudolph saving Christmas last year, Ben's last ride, Kenny Pickett beating the Raiders in an emotional week and beating the Ravens. Like, the ending had a lot, had everything to do with this season. It was just, but even before that, it was fun. It was good, but it wasn't like there were these wild, crazy, memorable wins. And, you know, it was just the whole year. It's just a lost year. And like Limit said, we didn't learn anything new. Who do you got?
Here is Zach in New Kent starting us off.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, big fan.
Thank you.
So my thought is, here we go again.
That's pretty good.
I like that remix.
That is pretty good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Limits, why don't you clip that one and Stink, Stank, Stunk is the two best ones so far. We had others calling in. One person said it wasn't all Kenny's fault. And another person said, get a pocket quarterback, comma, Mason. We need a Trubisky call. Who do we got?
Here is Mark in West Mifflin.
Hey, Mark.
Hello, Mark from West Mifflin.
We've established
right
that.
Right after the Dallas game, I said to myself, Forrest Gump can coach Steelers better.
That's good.
How about that?
Forrest Gump can coach Steelers better. Do we allow that? That's six words.
Are we going to use the name as one?
Yeah, name is like one.
Yeah,
a he name was a hell of
one.
A, he was a okay. hell of a kick returner.
I don't know if you saw the movie. Yeah, I would have had him return kicks, right? Of course, he would have been no Cordero Patterson returning kicks. Maybe if Forrest Gump was here, Artie could put him in the games when he's frozen late in the game.
It's almost time for Cordero. Forrest Gump, it's the fourth quarter, everybody. Stand up and cheer for Cordero.
Artie gets in Mike's headset at the end of a frozen game and says, hey, Mike, I think Forrest is ready. He's completely frozen on the bench. I was thinking a pitch out here to Forrest Gump would be good. Here we go. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
We need Lanny from Hickory to call in, and maybe he'll bring up Mitch Trubisky.
Is that where Lanny lives?
He used to live out there.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know if he's still
Forrest Gump, underrated, overrated, or rated perfectly through the years?
So I love the movie. Chris and Pony hate it. We have these conversations on air. But I watched it for the first time when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
I was just enamored by it.
I can understand that. Limits, about you? Where did Limits go?
He's on the phone.
I don't see where his head is gone. He's the headless horseman.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It might be Forrest in Greenbow, Alabama.
Now we're bobbing and weaving to the phone, back to the screener to know who it is that's calling.
Forrest Gump, overrated, underrated, or rated just
perfectly
right?
Perfectly rated. Yeah. I like Forrest Gump. Yeah. Big fan of the movie.
I have a Tom Hanks problem.
What?
And I can't help it. It's not mean-spirited. It's just what I have. And that is, when I watch Tom Hanks, I am unable to suspend belief, as you need to do to watch a movie, right? I picture Tom Hanks, you know, method acting in front of the camera. It's not real to me. It's a man acting. I don't know why it is with him. He did the movie with that stupid volleyball, and the whole thing,
Wilson!
The whole thing was fake. Was that Peyton Wilson in that movie?
It was actually Russell Wilson.
Roman Wilson?
Any other Wilsons?
Three of them.
Donnie, I can't suspend my belief. All I see in my head, I see the cameras in the background, and I see the acting. Like, I don't know how else to explain it with Tom Hanks. I can't suspend, or is it suspend my disbelief? Whatever it is, my belief or disbelief, it doesn't seem real to me.
So I know the gripe that the guys always have when we get into Tom Hanks discussions, they just say it's Tom Hanks basically playing the same person.
That too. Yes, that too. I like When Harry Met Sally. That's a good movie. Did you guys see that?
I know that movie.
That's about the problems we have when you want to just be friends, like how to maneuvering in and out of the friend zone, I guess they call it now. Is that right?
The friend zone.
Yeah.
Situationships, Joe. You're familiar with situationships in this day and age?
Limits bought a house in the friend zone. He doesn't move in and out. He doesn't move in and out, Donnie.
Oh, Joe, that was cold.
That was cold, Joe.
He doesn't move in and out. He bought a permanent residence there. Come on, Limits.
You're not even
get you on board.
What the hell is that even supposed to mean? You don't know anything about people I talk to. That makes no sense.
There it is right there. He's in the friend zone talking to people. I'm sorry, Limits. That was an uncalled for cheap shot.
I hate you.
Next. I do too. Me. Who is it?
Here's Randy in Bridgeville.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show. My five words are creative minds. They have none.
Creative minds. They have none. I like that, too.
Yeah, that's good. You throw a little comma in there after minds.
With an offense stuck in 1978. Yes. or 76 before they changed the passing rules, I guess.
It really is. It just feels like people bring up the definition of insanity, but it is like they are just battering their heads against a wall thinking that they will break through.
Yeah, let's double down.
That worked 50 years ago.
Yes, let's double and triple and quadruple down on a Neanderthal offense and think we're going to push people around. And not only did it, like, it's one thing if it doesn't work, they got it thrown right back at them with teams taking up 10 minutes in the fourth quarter, shoving the football in their face. It's like other teams are doing to them in graphic proportion what they want to be doing. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's ironic or what the word is, but it's time to stop. It's been more clear that it's time to change your ways. Or, I mean, I was saying yesterday, Donnie, either that or go into them deeper than you've ever gone into them and run a college offense with Justin Fields as a running quarterback, because that might be your best option.
You might as well go all in on it. Triple option, baby.
One more limits.
Oh, you hurt my feelings. Now I will be sabotaging the show. Here's Don in Cranberry.
Donnie, was that a cheap shot that I took at limits?
A little bit.
Cheap as could be.
It was funny, though.
I'm sorry, limits. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I got my five words, and then I got some advice on who they should sign as an assistant head coach.
Okay.
My five words are good, bad, ugly, not, and crinkulate.
Not in crinkulate.
Not in crinkulate.
And your advice is what?
He's gone.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's a good Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yeah. He always pleases, except for the most overrated movie in history. Do you know what that was? Million Dollar Baby. How does that thing win an Academy Award, Donnie?
You didn't like that movie?
No, I hated it.
Do you like that song?
No.
Million Dollar Baby?
I don't even know it. Was it from the movie?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, Limits. Now I feel horrible about saying that you've bought a house in the friend zone.
Could you go out and buy me ice cream?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know what? I'll take a Dairy Queen run during the show. Wait, Dairy Queen's closed for the season, isn't it?
No.
It depends. If it's like an outdoor-only one, it's probably closed.
Yeah,
Dairy Queen, that's true. Or Rita's, Donnie?
Dairy Queen.
Best pizza in town. You have to say Slice on Broadway, other than Slice on Broadway.
Fiori's or Minio's?
Yes. I do like Fiori's. Steak or fish?
Steak.
Even if it's lobster?
Steak.
AFC or NFC?
AFC.
Waffles, French toast, or pancakes?
Waffles.
And how do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
We know a little more about Donnie, don't we, Limits?
Yes, we do.
Coming
we did up just 5 minutes ago.
Ray Fittipaldo. Are we going to get over this?
We're over it. It's going to take a moment. It's going to take a while.
I think you took a big body blow. That was a huge shot, Joe.
For what reason?
Because I thought of it and I couldn't stop.
Well, that's just maybe you should think before you speak. You ever think about that? I've never shared anything with you, but you take huge shots at me.
One shot I took at you. That's one
that's
shot.
It's a major blow. I'm very hurt by that.
Donnie, what
I'm
going to
cry during
do
the break.
This?
You need to get some sort of peace offering.
You do.
You want half my lasagna for lunch?
Possibly.
Okay.
Think about it during the break.
That'll work.
Think about what'll be best.